A warning is going out to credit card users about a rise in the number of fraud attempts. According to Fidelity National Information Services, the dollar volume of attempted fraudulent transactions rose by 35% in April from a year earlier, and it appears that that trend is continuing on into May. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by Krista Tedder, head of payments at Javelin Strategy and Research, which advises car issuers on security issues. Thanks for joining us this afternoon. You know, I was reading about this issue in the Wall Street Journal, and I was surprised to see one expert say that scams typically increase during times of crisis like pandemics and natural disasters. Do we know why that is?
We do, because frankly, criminals thrive on chaos, and they thrive on abnormal conditions, and there is nothing normal about what's happening right now. So they're taking advantage of consumers who already have high anxiety to take advantage and to steal from their cards.
What types of scams are being used these days?
So a lot of scams are coming where you receive a text message saying that maybe you received an Amazon reward, or maybe you receive an email that says we need to validate information. And your bank will never ask for that type of information. If you receive a text message, if you receive an email that has a link to it, don't click on the link. It is a way for them to gain access to your information.
Ms. Tedder, what about the pandemic? I mean, since the lockdown, people have been shopping a lot more at home online. Does that play a role in this?
It does, because there is more fraud for online purchases than in store, because you can be anonymous. Someone can be overseas placing an order online, and it's not known. A lot of small businesses as well are going from having a retail store to being online, and they're not aware of all of the security implications that occur when you move online. So typically, if you have 3% fraud online, you have 1% in store. So that's a big gap.
What about the banks? Are they doing a better job of catching fraud before it hits our account?
They're doing a really good job, and merchants are too. So everyone is monitoring both on the bank side and on the retailer side to verify that information is there. One of the challenges is we use in the industry analytics to say what is normal behavior, but nothing is normal. So it's taken a few months for all of the technology to adapt to the new reality of more people being online.
Almost out of time, but I've got to wonder, somebody's got to pay for this fraud. If this continues at this high rate, and hopefully it will not, but could this ultimately mean higher costs for consumers?
It potentially could, and the loss rates are higher for consumers this year. So there was a 100% increase year over year of consumer out-of-pocket costs. So it's really important that everyone, the consumer, monitor their accounts and their credit bureaus, as well as banks and merchants. We need to add more technology and ways of moving away from passwords. The more people can stop using passwords, the safer we will be.
Krista Tedder, thanks for joining us this afternoon. Ms. Tedder is head of payments at Javelin Strategy and Research, which advises credit card issuers on security issues.